Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The Orioles and the Royals on Monday. Lorenzo Cain a little shimmy. He would have an impact in this one. His team gets on the board in the top of the first.
The pitch. Swing and a line drive down the left field line. That's a base hit. Cain will score. Hosmer will race to second base with a double, and that is RBI number 56 for Hos this year, and the Royals take the early 1-0 lead. Yeah, we'll be hosting the Twins in September. Here's a swing and a long drive, deep center field. That's a way back. Cain at the wall. He leaps up and makes a terrific catch. Oh, Lorenzo Cain just took a home run away from Chris Davis. That's the advantage of that short wall, the ability to reach over and bring one back. But the key was Kane's break. I mean, he got a great jump on that opposite field drive by Chris Davis. The wide and 1-2 pitch is in there. Strike three call. That's three strikeouts on the evening for Jimenez. In the fifth, 1-0 KC. Next pitch swung on and missed. Struck him out, and Jimenez with rare good command. And he strikes out the side, and we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch reaches for it, punches it to center field. That's a base hit. Around third is Machado, and he will score the tying run. 1-2. Soria's pitch. Swing, ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. And around third to score will be Caleb Joseph, and Baltimore wins it 2-1.
In his 507th big league game, Craig Gentry delivers his first career walk-off hit, lifting the Orioles to a 2-1 win. In other news, the Orioles have acquired infielder Tim Beckham from the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for a minor league pitcher. Lorenzo Cain provided yet another defensive highlight in the early going as he took away a potential go-ahead 2-run homer in the second inning off the bat of Chris Davis. But it was not enough to prevent a 2-1 walk-off loss for the Royals on Monday. Here is Cain speaking to the media following the loss to Baltimore.
Still got a long way to go. Still working. Still trying to improve. But it's just a process right now. Trying to continue to get better. Continue to go up there and have good at-bats. And as of late, swinging pretty good. But got a long season.
Jimenez is one of those guys that when you guys get to him, you really get to him. But then on the flip side, once he gets kind of locked in the
He was tough. His two-seamer is really good. He just changes speeds really well. Slider, change-up. I don't know if it's a splitter or what. It has like 8 pitches. So cutter, slider, splitter, all kind of pitches. So he definitely knows how to keep you off balance. And he kept the ball down tonight, and that was the biggest difference.
Danny Duffy turned in 7 innings of 1-run ball with 6 Ks for the Royals, but they could not avoid a 2-1 walk-off loss as Craig Gentry delivered his first career walk-off hit in the bottom of the ninth. Here is Kansas City skipper Ned Yost.
One run that they scored off of Duffy, who was spectacular, by the way, was actually both 2 pitches that were, off the plate, away. Two great pitches. I told Duff when he came in, man, you got to just kind of take your hat off there because they were, both of them were tremendous pitches that, that they hit to get their first run, but... same thing. We just couldn't, both teams, their starting pitchers were on. Jimenez was really, really good. Good split. Scored the run in the first and had an opportunity after Gordy's double. Whip moving him over, but Jimenez buckled down and made some great pitches there and got out of it without allowing us to score. And, this series here is going to be, pretty much battle of the bullpens. If it's tight or close, you're in for, tough go once you get to the bullpens.
The Royals look to bounce back on Tuesday behind Ian Kennedy. He'll be opposed by Dylan Bundy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.